tell us about your operation in Pinoca. And Pinoca, that's a pretty heavy dairy area?
Pinoca, Lacombe area is quite populated with dairy farms. We're Crestmere Holstein, so we're out west of Pinoca. We milk about 110 Holstein cows, farm with my parents, me and my mom and dad, and then my wife is a dairy nutritionist, and we have two kids there. So we run a little beef operation as well, just starting to get it started.
You grow all your own feed?
We grow all our alfalfa, barley silages, corn silages, yes.
So why are you in Saskatoon? You're here for the Western Dairy Expo. What brings you to Saskatoon?
It's a fun industry to be part of, and I love showing cows. But the one thing about it is we're all here to compete, but we're also here to support each other. So lots of people from Manitoba, Saskatchewan, BC travel out to Alberta to come to the shows that are close to home for me. So I figured, we got to have that support system. So when I heard that there was a show being held in Saskatoon, I jumped at the opportunity to come out and help support a show out here as well. And it's just something we love doing. It's part of our everyday life of breeding and knowing genetics of Holstein cattle. So you get out and you compete a little bit and you can see what everybody else is using as sires go, what kind of cows are in Western Canada.
Are there a lot of shows in Alberta, dairy shows?
We're down to two at the moment. We have the summer show in Rimby in June and then the Westerner wrap-up show in Red Deer at the Westerner. We're down a few, but those two seem to still be going very strong.
Let's talk about the dairy industry in Alberta. Is it mainly centered in that central part of the province, or is it all over?
There's pockets. So, yeah, like Lacombe, Pinoca, central Alberta is very populated. There's a large pocket down at the Lethbridge area, and there's a large pocket up at the Barrhead area. And then they're scattered throughout the province, but those would be the main pockets of dairy.
It's been pretty dry the last few years. What about your area?
We've been so blessed the last couple of years. We have been on a little stretch where we got every little shower, every little rain, and it definitely held us through the last couple of years. But it has been dry overall in Alberta. There's pockets that have been a little wetter and thriving a little more, but it's been dry enough, and we've just hit showers at the right time to make yielding crops.
Getting back to the show here, is it just the adults competing, or do you have some young ones here competing? Or
This is the first time we've brought our two kids for the full week of the show. So, yeah, they're here. They're going to compete in the peewee classes. They're still pretty young. Ava's just about five, and Easton turns two on show day, actually. So they're going to partake in the peewee class, and they're loving every minute of it here at the barns. So
that's one of the key things to see, is when the really young kids get involved.
Yeah, it's awesome to see. And I remember the days of running around here at this, actually the Saskatoon exhibition as well. So it's just memories of how I grew up, and I want that same opportunity for my kids.
And there's a lot of young people here too. And I say young people, teenagers, 20s.
It's actually thriving. The industry is thriving in the West. And a lot of these people I grew up with, and a lot of them go through 4-H and WCC, and you get to meet so many people, and you become lifelong friends. So specifically this show, it's the first show of the season, so it's just good to see everyone after a long winter on the prairies. And, there's all ages, from young kids to, my age and even older are taking part in it.
I asked this to Bryce, I'll ask this to you. What's your idea of a good-looking dairy cow, a champion?
Just balance. I love the balance that some of these champions over the years have possessed. You got to have balance, and then the mammary system has to be on point. I love a big, high, wide rudder with a good forerudder. But today's champions are a little different than they were back in, the 90s. I think cows have become just more balanced, more proportionate in size. They're not these big 67-inch cows anymore. A lot of farms have gone to freestalls and robotic systems, so those big 67-inch cows, they don't last quite as easy in those types of systems. So I like a 61 to 63-inch cow that has a great set of legs and a spectacular mammary system.
beef cattle when the shows take place. You see a lot of hair dryers and a lot of primping up products. Do you see the same thing here at a dairy show?
Well, you see some of the same equipment. We just use it differently. Like, we're taking the hair off and putting a top line on when the beef guys blow it up and want that hair to be dry and fluffy so that the animal looks thick. And we're doing basically the opposite. We want that refined dairy kind of cow. So you take the hair off of them and it shows their bone quality a little easier. So, but very much similar equipment, yes.
Anything else we should know about the dairy business or what's happening here in Saskatoon?
I think the dairy business in general is doing very well. We're coming up with new ideas and new theories on milk. The A2 product, one of the examples of that. And here in Saskatoon, it's just great to see the show back here, and I just applaud everybody that had something to do with it. The committee that put this show together, it's a lot of work, it's a lot of hours, and it's not a lot of pay. So thank you for your volunteer time, and we're very happy to be here.